Mom FM 96.
So then, welcome back to Mon 2008 special show we've come up with this summer, full of specialness and great awesome sounds and music. Richard is here with me again. Say hello to Richard.
Hello, yes, hello listeners, here I am today, lovely.
Kessie's ready to go and so am I. We've got some amazing music for you this year. Real good tracks, really lots of bumping, grooving grinds. You can get your bits flowing to them, you really can, I care that much. And we've got some massive guests, fucking immense they are. We've got Giant Haystacks, he's coming on the show. He's got a new single out called Pushing the Barrier. It's all about his change from wrestling to music, and it's a real good rocking show coming up for you, as I always say. So, Richard, is there any news that you've heard recently?
No.
Right, no news. I suppose the first single, Pushing the Barrier, from Giant Haystacks. And, of course, after that, we're going to have some Olympics coverage, because it's Beijing 2008. So, ready, everybody, it's Giant Haystacks.
Wrestling the body, wrestling the night, wrestling all day long, instead of having fun. He wrestles every morning when he gets up with the sun. He wrestles in the evening while he's fingering his bum, because he wrestles.
Oh, he wrestles.
Yes, he wrestles. Yeah.
He likes to wrestle. He walks into the ring. He says wrestling fun and there's ring ding ding.
But he left wrestling because of the injury to his back. He bent over his daddy and he pulled his nerves by cracking because the wrestle.
Oh, oh.
Well, that was Pushing the Barrier from Giant Haystacks. I don't know about you, Richard, but I thought that was not a bad single. I think you should have stuck to wrestling.
Should have, but the transformation from Big Daddy to Shirley Crabtree and Rose Factor,
yes,
not bad.
That's not bad, no. I must admit. If you're going to change...
It needs to grow on you.
It does,
you know?
Need to grow on you. A bit like a wolf,
yeah,
or a veruca. It needs to grow on you. Give it time for the transformation process to proceed, and after that, you have a very good time.
Very good.
Anyway, listeners, they've got the weather coming up later. I don't know if I've already mentioned that. We've got Imelda Marcos. She's doing the weather for us now from the Philippines. It's going to... But it's not Philippines weather, no. We've got weather from England, so you're going to find out temperatures, the cloud effects, and a bit of sun. So now, listeners, it's very special guest coming on. We've booked him since he's retired. It's a one-off on this programme because he doesn't do radio very often. But for you, ladies and gentlemen, we have got Sir Michael Parkinson. I would have a big round of applause now. Thank you very much, Richard. So, Michael, you've never been on the radio with us before, so it's quite an exciting time, I must admit. How are you, first of all, Michael?
Blackgully.
I see, Michael, right? So you're just showing us how you introduce people on your show. So I take it you miss your show now, and like you'd like to be back on there, perhaps?
Mr. Dirk Benedict.
Right, I see. So Billy Connolly, Dirk Benedict, they've all been on the show, have they, Michael?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Imelda Marcos.
Imelda Marcos, it's amazing, because she's working with us now here on Mong FM. So Michael... Can I call you Michael?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's Michael. So then, Michael, once upon a time, I remember on your show, watching it back in the late 70s, you had Jimmy Savile on the show. Now, it was a very funny episode, because Jimmy Savile had his big badge on, he was smoking a cigar, and he came with his special chair. And if I recall, at the time, he was suffering from very bad flatulence. And if I recall, he farted on your show, and you covered it up by saying...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's George Cole.
Yes, and no one realised at the time, it's only later in Jimmy Savile's memoirs that I read in 1986, that I realised he'd farted on your show. So it was quite a good time and I enjoyed that. But my mum, she used to love you on the telly. She used to watch you every Sunday. Quick, Michael's on the telly, she'd say. We'd all run downstairs. We'd run say, look at the telly. We'd all look at the telly. And we'd be amazed because you were there, Michael, and you had the best suit I'd ever seen. Where did you get your suits, Michael?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. David Attenborough.
Right, so you got your suits from David Attenborough. Oh, I didn't realise he sold suits. I thought he looked at animals in bushes and made strange noises. So how much did the suit cost off of this man? Or did part of it, you get a loan from somebody?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dwight Schultz.
Dwight Schultz. Did he lend you the money for the suit?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dennis Waterman.
Right, I think, listeners, there's a problem with Michael Parkinson. Obviously, Michael's suffering some sort of Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that, because he thinks he's on his show and he keeps introducing people, which is not happening today, because it's my show here on Among Us Then. Now, after the few adverts, I've got the weather coming up from Imelda Marcus, as I said, and Richard's got a new guest coming on. She's got a wonderful new hit single, and she used to be on TV. Find out who it is later.
It's Among Us Then, 96.
If you want less than 1,500 minutes a month, over 1,000 free texts, multimedia web pages at a click of your finger, if you want to see all that and more, don't use us.
We're Shite Mobiles. We're the worst company in existence known to man.
www.fuckyou.com.
You want cheese from Italy, made on the shores of Rimini. Come down to the beach and see with me. I've got some cheese that you will see. We got the ingredients from a badger's knee, a trans penis and a bit of a flea. We put them together and left them with me for 6 months on my harmony. Buy some cheese from Rimini, get some cheese from Rimini, I get some cheese for me.
Suffering from headaches? Not anymore. New headache tablets from Max Fuck for men. These tablets will remove any headache in 6 swift easy moves. First move, water. Second move, cup. Third move, tablet. Fourth move, water, cup, together. Fifth move, tablet mouth. Sixth move, water, cup, mouth, tablet, swallow. And you've got rid of your headache. So remember this song, the new head song from Max Fuck. But you've got the headache, take a tablet now.
I had the tablet 15 years ago, I'm still buzzing now. Yes, I'm a buzzing, I'm out of my head now. Everybody says to me what to sing, what's been a matter with you for 15 years.
Have you had the headache at all for the past 15 years though?
No, I have not, I had none, but I have been buzzing all the way.
I did notice you were smiling about 14 years ago when I popped around for some cheese. You lent me some cheese, then you said I don't have a headache. I asked how did you achieve such results, and you said to me I'd take a special tablet. But you wouldn't tell me the name of the special tablet.
A girl by the name of Headfuck.
Max Fuck Head Fuck Tablets. Now I know the name, I will go out and get one.
One's all you need.
One's all I need.
One is all I need now. I've been buzzing for 15 years. I don't eat breakfast or I have lunch. I eat something. I take tablets, I drink water. That's all I do. I do it at night like you told you at the start of this advert.
But it's amazing, my friend. I'm going to take one now. A tablet I shall take. Up my bum, it has gone.
Well, those adverts are very useful information. I'm sure you'll agree with me, listeners. So we've got the weather coming up soon with Imelda Marcus. But before that, we're going to have some music. Now, the music we've got next is from a very, very well-known female celebrity. You may recall that I mentioned earlier that I was going to tell you the name of the person in a minute. We've reached that moment now, so I'm going to tell you the name of that person in a moment. So the name of that person, the female celebrity that you know and love and adore on the telly, her name is Judith. That's right, listeners, we've got Judith Inigan on the show today.
Yay!
Yes, Richard. Now, of course, she's not going to perform under the name of Judith Inigan, no. She's going to perform under a stage name for rock and roll music, this she does now. The name is Judda Zudders. Judda Zudders, of course, is a reference to a lovely, silky, smooth, pillowy breath that she's got. Now, Judith, you're not ready yet, are you, darling? No, looking into booth one, she's not ready yet. They're still getting their instruments on and playing with their earphones and nice muffins. So, Judith Udders is performing next, Richard. Now, have you got any cool experiences or tales of Judith when she's been over? Because I know you're very close friends.
Well, when we was, I saw her a couple of weeks ago, she was all rocked out. Richard went around, she'd been taking antidepressants and Tunal.
Tunal, nasty mix. I once took some Tunal with some Valium. I woke up with a glass bottle up my bum. I don't know how it got there, but I was very interested to know. And so was the vicar, because it was 10 a.m. at church. So moving on to Judders, they're ready now in booth one. I can see that they're ready to go. So get ready, listeners. Judders, new single. It's called Hitting the Sack. Here it comes.
Udders, I've got some Udders. Judders, we've got some Udders. Like you live on a farm.
Oh, what a lovely classic that was from my good friend Judith Udders, or Judy Finnegan. Hello, and Judy's just walking over now. Here she comes. Oh, here comes Judith Udders. Right. Okay. Hello, Judy. How are you? Nice to see you, obviously, as always.
Hello, Richard. Oh, it's lovely to be here, you know. I've had such a great time coming with my band, Judith Udders. We've had an excellent time at the green room. We painted it black, we did with our rock and roll antics.
Oh, you're very rock and roll, aren't you? I'm so glad you come on this show and performed your new song. How's Richard?
Well, that's not yourself, is it, Richard? No, Richard, my husband at home. He's not very well, you know. He wakes up in the morning and he shits himself, and we have to call a nurse from Booper.
Oh, no.
But did you like me singing?
I had to use my rock and roll voice. I like rock and roll voice.
But most of the time I don't use my rock and roll voice because it scares my children at home. Oh, Alice and Ben, they're 62 and 93 now. But they're lovely children, they really are.
Oh, so sorry, Judy, you made me laugh so much. You're just so funny. I'll tell you what, it's good to have you in the studio.
Oh, it's lovely to be here, though, Richard. I've had a lovely time, and I brought my band with me. We've had a great time, as I said, in the green when we painted it black. But, Richard, is Richard, the other Richard, not here?
Yes, he's just popped out for a minute. He'll be back in a second. Here he comes. It's Richard. Oh, hello, Richard.
Hello.
It's Judith Udders. Judy, well.
I know, Judy, very well. We're coming over next week for dinner, aren't we, Judy? Boxing Day. Me, you, Richard, the other Richard. It's going to be so much fun, Judy. I can't wait.
Triple dick.
Oh, yes, triple dick. Judy, you can have DP plus one next week. So, Judith, I hope you've enjoyed coming on the show.
Oh, yes, we've had a great time, as I said, we had a lovely time. But we've got to go soon, because we've got to get back to Richard, because he's at home flogging a dead horse and thumbing a microcock. Oh, is he now,
Judith? Well, I must admit, he's a bit fruity now, isn't he? Now he's only got his own show on that pay-per-view channel. I've noticed your listeners are pretty low, Judith.
Oh, funny you should say. We've been looking at our ratings and they are pretty poor. Richard's been spinning at home, shoving buttercups up his anus in fury. But we don't like to talk about it too much. That's why I've started playing with Judith Udders.
Well, it's been lovely to have you here, Judith. Now, apparently you'll be coming in a minute. I take it you're riding by horseback as usual.
Oh, yes. I'm riding riding my horse back home through the cheese. I'm riding on my horse called Egyptian Palace. She's a lovely horse. I love her so much. Every time she does a poo at home, I scoop it up in my arms and hug it.
Well, my lovely, lovely, lovely Jodie, it's been lovely to have you on the programme. So we'll see you soon, Richard, won't we?
Yes, bye, Jodie. Nice bye, to see you.
Right, now, bye, Jodie, see you. So now I've got Mel DeMarcus doing the weather. We used to have Helen Hugenthaler, but she left the show in a fury over pay. So now it's Imelda. Used to be the wife of the former president of the Philippines. They had a bit of a scandal. She lost all her shoes and the cash, and now it's the work for us among the fam. So here we are with Mel DeMarcus on the weather.
Welcome to today weather with me, Imelda Marcus. I got weather across the United Kingdom. In Southwest, it'll be cloudy with occasional shower. In Southeast, it'll be windy with occasional cloud and occasional shower. In Northeast of England, it'll be fine. In Northwest of England, it'll be cloudy with occasional shower. Scotland will be wet, cold, snowy. Wales will be really, really bad. Thank you, Mong FM.
Thank you, Imelda. That was a lovely bit of weather you got for me there. What we needed to know, so basically the bowl of the UK is going to be very cloudy and lots of showers. Something along those lines. Right then, listeners, we've got some more stuff coming up after that. We've got, I believe we've got a news report coming in later on. Live from the scene, one of our reporters is over in Mexico, where there's been an amazing tango going on for 6 years. These people have been tangoing non-stop, and apparently we're going to find out why. But Richard, we've also got coming on the show some guests. Now, do you know who's coming on later on?
I haven't been told yet. They said it's a secret.
Yes, well, we used to be friends with Lionel Blair, but not anymore since they split up in the 60s. No longer chums. Have a guess who it could be. It's not Brian Blessed.
Who were they friends with?
He was friends with Lionel Blair.
Right.
He's not anymore.
No.
And now he goes dancing on his own.
Larry Grayson.
That's it, Larry Grayson. Correct, he's back from the dead. Larry Grayson is with us because he's got a new book coming out, some Beyond the Grave.
Yeah, it's further
even further beyond the grave. Yeah, it is the second book. It goes on. It does everything since his death. It's an amazing story because obviously a lot of us would like to know what happens after death. So Larry Grayson is coming up. But first of all, a song. A song. We're not going to introduce it. We're going to let the music speak for itself. Listeners, that was a brilliant single. I think that was the best bit of electro boogie disco I've heard in many a moon. Listeners, you won't believe who performed that piece of music for you, because it's an amazing, truly amazing idea that Mr. Terry Wogan, with his band Electro Wogues, was playing that piece of music. The song was called Lost in Spares. I've got no idea if they've got anything to do with retard sex, but we're not going to ask him. Unless he brings it up of his own accord. Now, Terry, welcome on Mong FM.
Oh, hello there.
Terry, now, tell us all about your career. Now, that sounds like about your career, because we know all about your career. You've been on TV for years. You've done Eurovision. You've done Children in Need. I don't know why you did that. You nearly could have been arrested. You've done lots of pieces of TV work. Blankety Blank, always a favourite of mine. Blankety Blank was. I got very excited when that came on. I could never tell what the blanks were going to be, but I never fired blanks when watching that. So, Terry. Mr. Wogan, I'll call you that. Tell us about this piece of music we just heard.
Well, that's just like me. I'm on Wogan Moog, you know, we use a lot of the old 70s synthesizers.
Amazing. So you had 17 synthesizers. Who else is in the band? Anyone know?
Jasper Carrot.
Jasper Carrot? Oh, I heard that Angela Rippon was in the band and she was on bass. Is that correct?
No, she was for a while, but we got rid of Angela. She's a nice girl, but not all that humble.
She left in a fury?
Left in a fury.
Left in a fury. So, Terry, since you've been out of your band, you've been on tour here, you've been to doing students, campuses, universities, on tour, seeing people all over the place in the UK, performing live like you do with Electro Boogie Band. So, what's been the most exciting venue, and what was the best band? What did they say to you?
Well, I was down in Norwich, and one of the best things about doing there, they was all thick as assholes, and sorry that was out in Norwich, but you are. Yeah, so I'd say that Norwich best, because, you know, we just rocked it, and I don't think they really was there, so...
I'll say, you know, when you're on tour, obviously you take a lot of drugs, but bearing in mind now, Terry, you're moving on in age a little bit, so I don't presume that you take things like cocaine or ecstasy, LSD or cannabis or anything like that. I suppose the only time you use a drug is when you're having some bum sex. So you get yourself some Viagra, you swallow a bit of Viagra, get a steaming man stick on the go, and then, of course, you call in your groupies. I don't know if they're male or female, could be any sex.
Always female.
It's always female. Good to hear that, Terry, because I prefer the quim instead of the gym. So, so when you're having your bum sex, is it in your coach on tour, or do you fly about in your private helicopter?
Well, quite a lot of you in the helicopter, but most of the time I like to do it in the camper van.
Oh, the camper van. Now, you told me it was females only. Is that a special vehicle?
Special vehicle.
Do you need a password to get in?
Oh, I do, Richard.
Oh, yeah, good idea. So, listeners, Terry, thanks for coming on, Terry.
It's quite all right,
Terry, it's been wonderful to hear your music. I believe that later on you might be another single for us.
Oh, yes.
We'll keep our ears open for that. But now, listeners, of course, Richard's now back in the room. He's been out making the tea.
All right,
Richard. What else have we got coming up, Richard?
Who we got? We've got Rusty Dingfield, the blind singer from
the news. Okay, then. So the news, I think, is next.
Welcome to today's news on Long FM with me, Nutris Barley, and my co-presenter,
Jimmy Barraclough.
Ministers have been meeting in Europe today to discuss the size of their cocks. We have an in-depth review later with Helms and Gooden.
The Australian government has legalised hamster porn in the Peshawar region. A spokesman stated the hamster porn back to Big Nibbles was considering a blockbuster filming location near the Pakistan border, starring Osama bin Laden as Captain Kamo.
Oh, I'll have to go and watch that, you know. Meanwhile, in the entertainment world, today has been rocked, I say, by a huge scandal about celebrity sandals. Brad Pitt has openly revolted by wearing moccasins on a recent trip to Peacocks for his Ace and Fashion faux pas.
Former American boxing champion Sugar Gloves McGraw has recently been sentenced to 983 years, rave after being convicted by an Arizona jury for a 1983 crime of bumming a cripple.
There has been a wave of copycat attacks across the world involving people with the surname McGraw. Spastics have been up in arms about government attempts to prevent this sick crime by taping ripples up in gaffer tape and leaving them behind the sofa. Sports news from Polio Phil.
West Wickham shaving Stickleback Wanderers 5. East Rancid Beef Dealers 2. Arab Coalition 1. Arab Non-Coalition 1. Badgers Underground 8. Badgers on the Surface 2. World Sprinting Champion Speedy Knee Lump has been banned for a year after being found guilty of running too fast. And back now to your new team, Nutris Farley and Timmy Barraclough.
Goodbye, good evening, and welcome.
Yes, goodbye, good evening, and welcome. It's Mong FM.
Pete'sPlace.net. You can now go online for your favourite youth club of Pete's. You can go online, chat online, your MSN buddies, do some shopping, listen to some music, download some really great tracks. You can also send pictures of your bumhole to Pete.
Pete's Place. It's what it's called now on the internet. Pete's Place. Pete's Place.
Do your revision. Set up a girlfriend. Book up the weekends. Have fun with your chums. Go online. Do whatever you want to do.
Pete is not responsible for any grooming that may take place on his website.
Why don't you come down to Gay Jazz Club? You can find us on Lounge Street, West One. Monday nights we have live music from our resident DJs and our live bands. Tuesday nights we have Gay Fun Night, where you can come down and be gay and have fun all night. Wednesday nights we have organ classics. Donating, receiving of all organs, most gratefully welcomed. Thursday night we have Gay Man Competition, where you can win a competition to be a gay man for one night only. Friday night, it's back to the jazz, and gay jazz, gay jazz, gay jazz, all night long. Saturday night, we bring in the freshest in jazz.
Jazz from Gay Vowling. Oh, what a night I had there. All my friends said it was the best, and oh, what a gay night it was.
And then Sunday night at Gay Jazz Club, Rock Day.
Got a key?
Key to the band.
Who got the key?
The key to the band.
Who got the key?
Key to the band. Who got the keys? The keys to the band. We lost those keys and can't get into the band.
I ain't got no key.
Who got the keys? Key to the band. I got those keys. I gave them to your kids. And you gave them to the kids. Whoa, mama, you got the keys. What I need those goddamn keys to get into my van.
Keys, 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 keys. Ain't got no keys. Ain't got no keys. Go to the van, to the van. Keys, 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 keys.
Who got the keys?
I got the keys.
Came to the keys.
Keys, keys.
Keys to the van.
You got the keys.
I got the keys.
I got the keys.
You got the keys.
You got the keys.
We got the keys.
We got the keys.
I got the keys.
Keys, keys, keys.
If you've lost your keys, don't bother arguing about it. Phone R.S. Locksmiths on 0208-429-429.
It's Mong FM 96.6
FM. So then, listeners, I'm afraid that Richard has had to leave the studio. He's left us in a flurry of tears, and it's my sad duty, my very, very sad duty. So I'm going to end the show today with a fond farewell to someone we love dearly and we hold special, 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 really special, special, specially to our hearts, so deeply, very much so. As you know, earlier on the show, we had the pleasure of having Judy Finnegan on the programme with her new band, Judders Udders. And as you know, she was going to be riding home on a horse called a Gypsum Palace. It's a lovely horse. Apparently, it pooed a lot at home and she loved to hug it, the poo. And she was obviously going home on the horse. So she went home on her horse. And she was riding her horse through the trees. When she was hit by a hang-gliding ferret, apparently radicalised by some malicious Muslim triple extremists. The impact was colossal. The shockwave rattled windows for several miles in all directions, and there was a huge fireball that consumed all around with an area of about 800 times 600 square metres. The horse was okay, mildly disorientated, but Judders, poor Judders, suffered horrific injuries. And it's my fair duty to inform you of what I've just informed you of. Richard is devastated, as I said, and her husband, Madders, as we know him, has paused a finger in his anus for some time now and is said to be coping. So listeners, it's the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been very special for me, but there's been some great guests on. Michael Parkinson was a disaster, in my opinion. But Terry Wogan, despite the fact he sounded very strange today, he was a brilliant guest, and I loved his song. So we say goodbye to Judders and then Smong FM today. So goodbye, listeners. We might see you next year. Or we might not. We're not sure, but we'll think about it. So bye.